Hello, my audio boo friend. It's April 3rd. It's approximately 7 p.m. in the evening. I just listened to Simon's SM2N's audio boo on his little issue with YouTube and IOTA. Now, IOTA, the minute I read it, and then when he talked about it and he Googled it, and it was some kind of company that does distribution, the lights all went off. I mean, it was just like a veritable New Year's Day, New Year's evening. Okay, IOTA does have a section of their website, of their network, I guess, called the IOTA Promo Net. Now, Simon, if you look that up, the IOTA Promo Net actually allows people who have podcasts, YouTube channels, and do other media generated things, productions, to use some of their content in these products. Okay? What they will do is you go through a very simple process. You sign, you apply, and usually they just check your content, make sure if everything's okay and it abides by their things of conduct there. What do you call that? I can't think of what the term is, but their way of doing things, okay, for the lack of a better way of saying that. And if they find that it applies and everything's good, then they will grant you permission to use some of their content. Now, probably what happened here is the poet that you used might have used IOTA to promote her stuff. Maybe. I'm shooting in the dark here. And because she gave you permission directly and didn't go through IOTA, YouTube picked that up and said, hey, wait a minute, this content was actually originally distributed through IOTA, therefore you have to ask IOTA for permission, not the artist in question. Okay, I'm pretty sure this is what I listened to a podcast called Mysterious Universe out of Australia. It's two guys that talk about, I've mentioned it before, UFOs and all sorts of stuff like that. And all their music comes from the IOTA Promo Net. Okay, so it's, I even applied for it originally for my podcast. And I think I had two Star Trek podcasts at the time. Really amateur stuff, and they gave me the green light to use their music. So I think their criteria isn't all that stringent. Anyway, just thought I'd put my two cents in there. Okay, thanks.